Byron, the playboy. More than any other poet, Lord Byron has been identified with his own heroes, with Childe Harold, the romantic traveler, with Manfred, the outcast from society, with Don Juan, the cynical lover. Although Byron did use his own life as the material for much of his poetry, it is by no means purely autobiographical. It is, however, in his long poems that Byron's genius most truly resides, rather than in the lyrics, which usually represent him in selections. Byron was born into an aristocratic family of doubtful reputation. His father died of drink and debauchery when Byron was 3, and when he was 10, his great-uncle, the wicked Lord Byron, also died. So Byron inherited the title. He was born with a malformed foot, a disability which tortured him with self-consciousness in his youth. He went to Harrow and to Trinity College, Cambridge, where, amongst other eccentricities, he kept a bear. While an undergraduate, he published his first book of poems, Hours of Idleness. The criticism it got stung Byron not to despair, but to revenge, and he replied with a satire in the manner of Pope called English Bards and Scotch Reviewers. After Cambridge, Byron went on the grand tour of Europe, traditional for men of his education. For nearly 2 years, he wandered about Greece and the Aegean Islands. This was the shaping time of his imagination. On February 20th, 1812, the first two cantos of Childe Harold's Pilgrimage were published. They took the town by storm. Byron became famous overnight, and in the next 4 years he wrote a series of romantic poems, the best among them being The Corsair and The Bride of Abydos. It is said that 14,000 copies of The Corsair were sold in a day. Byron had always been susceptible to women and attracted to them. Now that he was successful, they threw themselves at his head. For 3 years, he lived in the limelight and then, quite unaccountably, married Anne Milbank, a frigid and correct woman, entirely unsuited to him, but with a lot of money. She bore him a daughter and left him within a year. In 1823, he left Italy for Greece, but the next year, worn out from the ardors of the campaign, he caught rheumatic fever and died at Missolonghi, mourned as a national hero by the Greeks.